This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, and the growth is likely to range between 6.8% and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament today. According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained a strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. The first advance estimates place real GDP growth at 7.4%, with growth largely driven by domestic demand. Private consumption and capital formation continue to support expansion, while services remain the key contributor on the supply side. Manufacturing activity has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the Periodic Labour Force Survey, PLFS. Briefing media on the economic survey 2025-26 in New Delhi today, Mr. Nageswaran said the unemployment rate has declined from 6% then to 3.2% in 2023-24.
Employment conditions have improved from the year when PLFS, the Periodic Labour Force Survey, was launched. 6% was the unemployment rate then, down to 3.2% in 23-24. Female labour force participation rate is up nearly 18 percentage points, and the unemployment rate in the first 9 months of the year has been steadily declining from 5.4% down to 4.9% in the last quarter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted that the economic survey table today presents a comprehensive picture of India's reform express. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it reflects steady progress in a challenging global environment. He added that it highlights strong macroeconomic fundamentals, sustained growth momentum, and the expanding role of innovation, entrepreneurship, and infrastructure in nation building. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the Economic Survey 2025-26 clearly shows that country's development journey is inclusive and sustainable. Addressing the media at his residence in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that the survey is not merely a compilation of statistics but a mirror of government's effort and its commitment. He said that agriculture and the rural sector are the engine of the country's growth. Director General of Confederation of Indian Industry, Mr. Chandrajit Banerjee, today lauded the India-EU Free Trade Agreement and described it as a milestone in India's growth story. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in New Delhi, Mr. Banerjee said that the mother of all deals signed under this agreement forms 25% of the world's GDP.
The world today needs a strong economy like India. India also needs to grow at a rate, when we talk about Viksit Bharat, for us to grow and see to it that the benefits of growth, the way we have, say, for instance, focused on digitization, the way we have focused on technology, all of it going to the next level, which can be an advantage for every citizen of India.
The Supreme Court today ordered that the University Grants Commission promotion of equity in higher education institutions regulations 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations which are being challenged by as discriminatory towards general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Surya Kant and Justice Joy Mallya Bagchi was hearing three writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. The court issued notice to the centre and the University Grants Commission on the petitions returnable on the 19th of March. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, riding on the strong opening partnership of 108 runs by skipper Smriti and Grace Harris, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets at Kottambi, Gujarat tonight. Chasing a target of 144 runs set by UP Warriors, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 147 for 2 in just 13.1 overs. Tomorrow, Gujarat Titans will take on Mumbai Indians at the same venue. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.